Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new exhibit at the DeCordova Museum in Lincoln is a lesson in history, but not the kind you learn in school. The Old Weird America, Folk Themes in Contemporary Art, explores folklore and myth as interpreted by artists in the U.S. today. Work from 18 artists fills the museum's indoor galleries, making it the largest exhibit that DeCordova has ever shown. The award-winning show, traveling from Houston's Contemporary Arts Museum, covers the period from the first Thanksgiving to the beginning of the Space Age. It draws its inspiration and title from a book on how folk music influenced Bob Dylan and his album, The Basement Tapes. We visited last week as the show was being installed to talk with the museum curator, Nick Capazzo, and one of the artists. We started by asking Capazzo why the exhibit was given the title Old Weird America from the book on Bob Dylan.
The curator of this show, Toby Camps, felt that Dylan was probing into American history and American mythology in the same kind of way that these artists in this show are, to find something that lurks underneath the facts and the dates and the progression of presidents and all the kinds of things we learn in school, something emotional and psychological and more resonant than pure fact.
Why pull together an exhibit like this?
Contemporary artists are very much interested in history, not just American history, but all kinds of historical subject matter. And this was a way to bring together a large group whose work focuses on aspects of American history.
Massachusetts is arguably one of the key birthplaces of American history since white settlement. What does it mean for the museum to host an exhibit focusing on American folklore and myth?
Well, this is exactly one of the reasons that DeCordova decided to host this exhibition. It's traveling here precisely because of the rich historical resonance that our region has for the entire country.
I'd like to go deeper into the museum here to find out more about some of the other exhibits you have here. One in particular, truly a scene that we'd associate with Massachusetts or New England.
Absolutely. This is an installation by an artist named Sam Durant, and it's about the Pilgrims. And what we see here is a life-size diorama with waxworks figures dressed in historical period costume, and it's on a rotating platform. And on one side of the platform, we see the traditional Pilgrim Thanksgiving story of cooperation between the Pilgrims and the Native Americans. We see a Native American teaching the Pilgrims how to plant and fertilize with fish. As the platform revolves, we see on the other side a less known and certainly less talked about aspect of this same history. We see Captain Miles Standish about to beat the Indian chief Pecksuot to death with a stick.
We move to the second floor of the museum to see another exhibit. Capazzo pulls back a black velvet curtain and leads us into a darkened room. A video is projected onto a 10-foot tall screen.
The story here is that Sarah Winchester, the heir to the Winchester rifle fortune, was a believer in spiritualism around the turn of the last century. And she visited a psychic who told her that in order to purge herself of the guilt and of the ghosts of all the people killed by Winchester rifles, she would have to build a house and never stop building it until the end of her life. What happens in the video is that there's this recurring image of the building itself, which then melts and morphs, and the whole video is haunted by these recurring images of these ghostly cowboys who come in and out of focus. The whole thing is a meditation on madness.
We return to the main exhibit hall, where artist Allison Smith has 7 life-sized dolls laid out in crates, ready to be assembled on the floor. They're soldiers dressed in bright red and blue Civil War uniforms. She's made them in her image.
I think on some level I'm interested in the socialization of children through toys, but also I think it's something that makes me feel small and it makes me feel, you know, childlike and playful. It's really important to me that these are dolls and not mannequins because I see them as functional objects that I can play a kind of dress up with and, you know, interact with.
What do you want people to take from your exhibit?
The idea of taking history into one's own hands, that we all can participate in the process of history making, whether it's, you know, changing the way it's been written in the past or forging new kinds of narratives into the future.
Again, we turn to Nick Capasso and ask him, what was the greatest challenge in creating the exhibit?
Finding artists whose work would represent and span four centuries.
What do you hope visitors come away with?
I hope visitors come and have a great time, primarily. I mean, art's supposed to be fun. This isn't a history museum. It's artists using American history as the kind of launching pad for free flights of the imagination. And if people can come and just see how rich our history is and how something so dry can stimulate something so creative, we will have done our job.
Out to the barn, silly Nellie was there, she told him a yarn.
The old, weird America, folk things and contemporary art, is an exhibit exploring American folklore and myth by contemporary artists. It's showing at the DeCordova Museum now through September 7th. WBUR's Sarah Bush produced this story.
$1 million band. Well, I'm hitting it too hard. My stones won't take. I get up in the morning, but it's too early to wake. First it's hello, goodbye, then push and then crash. Well, we're all gonna make it at that $1 million bash. Ooh, baby. I punched myself in the face with my fist. I took my potatoes